Track 7. Happy 100th birthday, Madam Market. Norwich's unique theatre is celebrating its centenary, and there are a lot of highlights, and we've picked 100-ish.
The theatre. The Madam Market Theatre was founded by Nugent Monk. It opened on September 1921. The first play performed was Shakespeare's As You Like It. The building was originally a Roman Catholic chapel. The excellent acoustics are thanks to a vaulted ceiling said to be based on the Sistine Chapel. With galleries on three sides, the conversion from church to theatre took just 6 weeks, with the actors helping to decorate it. It was the first permanent recreation of an Elizabethan theatre. The stage took almost half the space. In the 1960s, a new foyer, bar, toilets, rehearsal room and box office were added. Madder and a Monk. The Madder Market stands on the site of a medieval market where madder plants were sold. They produced a scarlet dye for the textile industry. One of the madder plants found on the site during renovation was given to the museum garden at Strangers Hall nearby. The Madder Market is said to be home to one of Norwich's most famous ghosts. The original theatre design retained the confessional boxes of the chapel. A monk believed he saw a monk walk from one box to another during rehearsal. The ghostly monk is said to haunt the theatre courtyard and the nearby alley. A theatre manager claimed two separate groups of schoolchildren saw a crucifix float across the stage. The monk has been blamed for hidden wigs and jammed doors and credited with saving a young actress from a falling chandelier. He even hugged an actor who had forgotten his lines, surprising him back to fluency. Nugent Monk. The founder Nugent Monk was born in 1878, the son of a vicar. His full name was Walter Nugent Bligh Monk. He trained as a classical violinist before being an actor. He directed Shakespeare plays in London and Stratford, but preferred working with amateurs. He was first invited to Norwich by a cathedral clergyman who asked him to direct a series of historic tableaux in St Andrew's Hall in 1909. The following year, he directed a play about Anne Boleyn in Blickling Hall. 1911, he made the city his home, founded his own amateur dramatic society, the Guild of Norwich Players. Monk had dreamed of staging all Shakespeare's plays in an Elizabethan-style theatre. His initial cast of eight amateur actors first performed on a makeshift stage in the house he rented from the City Council in Ninham's Court, off Bethel Street. The players disbanded during the First World War, when Monk served with the Royal Army Medical Corps. Monk retired in 1952, but was involved with the Madder Market until his death in 1958. The Players. The Guild of Norwich Players was initially founded to perform mystery and morality plays. Although the first eight actors were all men, women had joined by the first Madder Market production 10 years later. In 12 years, the Norwich Players worked their way through all 37 of Shakespeare's plays. The company became the first in the world to stage all Shakespeare's works, and then did it all again. For decades, actors were always anonymous, with no cast list or programme, no curtain calls, and a requirement to play minor roles for their first 3 years before being eligible to be a full player. Only in the late 1990s was the anonymity rule relaxed. Monk directed every show around one a month. Actors were also expected to volunteer for backstage or front-of-house roles. The ethos of volunteering remains. Some past triumphs. In 2012, a Christmas production of The Railway Children involved 233 people and a realistic steam train made of wood with painted chocolate buttons as rivets and a toilet flush handle. A list of plays performed by the Norwich Players at the Madder Market on the theatre's website reveals almost every production for a century. The theatre opened in September with As You Like It, three mystery plays in October, She Stoops to Conquer in November, and A New Way to Pay Old Debts in December. The next Shakespearean play was The Taming of the Shrew in February 1922. Performances continued throughout the Second World War, including several productions each year. Even with many actors away in war work, just one production was cancelled after a particularly bad bombing raid when everyone had to help clear up the damage. In 1947, the entire allocation of season tickets was sold in a week. In the same year, Nugent Monk was awarded an OBE. The theatre's 50th anniversary was marked by a production of Hadrian VII, the 75th by the 1920s farce Tons of Money. The Madam Market is one of the country's most comprehensive collections of theatrical costumes. Period costumes have been donated throughout its history. It has around 30,000 costumes. There are more than 3,000 hats and 1,000 pairs of shoes. Many costumes can be hired by the theatre groups, schools, or people needing fancy dress. Part museum, part super-sized dressing-up box, part sewing bee, the Treasury of Clothes is a valuable fashion history resource. Some of the oldest pieces are Victorian bodices and corsets. Others are brand new, created by a talented team of volunteers. Productions can be designed around the costumes. The museum holds Nugent Monk's breeches made in Davy Place, Norwich. The people. Volunteers do everything from stewarding to directing. For its own production, all the cast are volunteers, from teenagers to people in their 80s. John Bates, an English teacher at Earlham School, is believed to have performed in more Madam Market plays than anyone else. He has also directed productions and was chairman of both the Norwich Players and the Madam Market Theatre Trust. Around 60 years ago, Isabel Rice wandered in with some friends. They wanted to act. She liked the scenery. When she retired as an art teacher, she returned to paint sets and is still painting. Roger Lloyd and Stephen Sendell have been volunteering for more than 50 years. Both act, and Roger became chairman of the Players and a member of the Board of Trustees, and Stephen was a stage manager. Since 1969, Eileen Collinson has been helping the wardrobe, the workshops on stage as an actress and leading tours alongside a career in chemical research and as a science teacher. Ian Emerson became artistic director in 1958 and worked on more than 300 productions before retiring 31 years later. He also masterminded fundraising for the new foyer, bar, wardrobe room and rehearsal studio, which is named after him. Wardrobe mistress Amanda Greenway is helped by volunteers from retiring expert seamstresses to students from the Art College. Rebecca Chapman, who co-founded Norfolk's Total Ensemble Theatre Company, in which about half the performers are disabled, has been a volunteer. In 1993, Radio 4 panel game Just a Minute was recorded at the Madam Market. Nicholas Parsons was joined by panellists Tony Hawkes, Hugh Dennis, Clement Freud and Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Today, the 300-seat theatre is run by a charitable trust. The current chair of the Board of Trustees is Robert Tiffin. He's currently rehiring after having to make paid staff redundant in the pandemic. Recently, the Players have staged up to 12 shows a year. These include Shakespeare comedies and thrillers. Each in-house production begins with a perfectly scaled 1 to 25 miniature stage, distilling the look and feel of the show. Traditionally, every set is built from scratch by the theatre's full-time carpenters and volunteers. The theatre trains volunteers from lighting and sound to artists and front-of-house staff. More outside local theatre productions are planned soon. The Madam Market also hosts music and comedy shows. The Centenary. On September the 18th, 2021, the Madam Market Theatre will be marked with the fundraising party. In August, the Norwich Players reopened with an open-air production of The Courtyard. It was Shakespeare done as the Merry Wives of Windsor. The next production is Les Liaisons Dangereuses, which is in rehearsal when the pandemic struck 18 months ago. It returns to the Madam Market on November the 17th. The family Christmas show is Cinderella, December the 15th to 31st. Do not confuse this with the Strictly for Adults Goldilocks from December the 8th to 30th. Sound Ideas will present the Sound Ideas for Christmas Spectacular, festive fun for all the family, from December the 4th to 10th. Brit Award-winning singing trio Blake, including Norfolk's own Humphrey Burney, play the Madam Market on September the 23rd. On November the 3rd, Norfolk actor-writer Mark Kitto brings one-man play Chinese Boxing, set in 1912 Norwich and 1900 Peking. And another 100 years, the Madam Market's thriving youth group has restarted, and there will be classes for children and young people, plus drama classes for adults too. The Madam Market is branded as Norwich's community theatre. It can be hired for events. New volunteers are welcome. Opportunities include everything from taking bookings to performing and from serving drinks to serving as a trustee. When the pandemic hit Agatha Christie and then there were none in the final weeks of rehearsal, murder mysteries are highly popular, so there will be more from the Queen of Crime. Obviously, Shakespeare will be back too. Funding comes mainly from ticket sales, so enjoying a show is an excellent way to support the unique theatre.